Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
News, traffic, and the latest from the world of sports. This is Rush Hour Sports on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Hi guys, welcome into Rush Hour Sports here on KMOX. Matt Pauly, Kevin Wheeler with you. A little different today, no stream, so nothing to jump in and comment on there. We're doing some work getting everything prepped for our 100th anniversary show tomorrow. The 100th anniversary is actually Christmas Eve, but tomorrow's 11/20. Right. It's 11/20 day, so we're going to have a big blowout day tomorrow. So at this time tomorrow, it'll be you and me and Bernie Miklas, and we're going to have Dan Dierdorf, we're going to have Mike Kelly, Bob Ramsey, I think Jim Holder's going to join us. So we'll have a really nice group. Kind of a different version of sports in the evening because it'll be a little bit of reminiscing. Really looking forward to all of it.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And sidebar, because we're not on video stream, Kevin, you came in wearing a wrestling singlet today because you didn't have to worry about anything.
Well, you know, you got to show off. Yeah. You got to show off every once in a while. Tomorrow I'm going to wear my Dan Dierdorf jersey. Okay. I've got a throwback big red jersey from, you know, with Dierdorf's name and number. So
I've never spoken with him.
Oh my goodness. You're in for a treat.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard him, a ton here on KMOX and other places. And actually, it was funny. The other night I was watching the Peyton Eli cast for Monday Night Football.
Okay.
And there was a they played back a Manning run back in the day when he was with the Colts, a long run where he ran as slow as you could possibly run. And then he, like at the 2-yard line, he slides and he doesn't score. And Dierdorf was like on the call, and Dierdorf is saying, you know, why Manning, you know, chose not to score in that moment. But it was cool. I mean, Dierdorf was so good, on TV
and always,
on
the field with a microphone, you name it. So look forward to that tomorrow, and we'll be doing the streaming and all that for tomorrow.
Yes,
but the point is, we don't have some of the normal things because everything's being made, it's being set up to be done correctly, so we don't have any problems tomorrow. You can text us tonight, 314-436-7900, if you want to jump in. We're just doing a hot stove show tonight, basically. I think the most interesting stuff, and this is not a knock on anybody else, not a knock on the Billikens, not a knock on the Blues or anything. It's just that baseball is hot right now. With the start of the offseason, we're getting to the point where we've had a trade, actually a couple of them, but one yesterday that was pretty interesting that might, Matt, inform us a little bit on the kind of return we can expect for Brendan Donovan. And I don't, we'll talk about specific teams in a minute because there are a handful of teams that have been connected to the Cardinals with relation to Brendan Donovan through multiple media reports. We'll get into some of that in a minute. But what I'm talking about is more ballpark, right? Like, what kind of expectations should we have? So yesterday, the Angels and the Orioles made a trade. The Angels traded Taylor Ward, who is a 30-homer outfielder, but he's also high strikeout, low batting average, but a 30-home run corner outfielder for 1 year. And they got Grayson Rodriguez from Baltimore, who at one point was one of the top prospects in baseball, who at one point was one of the top rookie pitchers in baseball, but he's had injury problems the last couple of years. He still has 4 years of control. I think he's 26 or 27. I think next year's his age 27 season. But he throws mid to upper 90s. He's controllable, but he comes with significant health concerns. And where I think Donovan should have at least a similar value to Taylor Ward, that's the kind of idea to think of, right? It might be if the higher the upside, the bigger the risk is going to be. The less risk there is in the return for Donovan, probably the lower the upside is going to be, right? But that's what that sliding scale is right now for these guys.
So two things on this. First off, when you're talking about the Angels and Orioles, these are not two organizations that have a track record of making good decisions.
No, they've been questionable, yeah.
So when they go in on a trade together and you already kind of shake your head, and I get it, like the Orioles.
I think it's a great trade for the Angels, by the way.
Orioles wanted a power-hitting outfielder.
Yep, a right-handed bat, specifically.
Angels wanted a top-of-the-rotation starter, so they get the things that they've, one of the things that they've wanted. So that's the first part of this. The other part of it is, I don't want that return for Brendan Donovan because I would like there to be more pieces.
I would have made that trade in a heartbeat.
You would have?
Straight up one for one. Absolutely. Okay. Because, and this is kind of the fun part of this.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with what you're saying. I think a guy like Rodriguez with that level of upside, a guy that has touched 99 miles an hour, who has got a wipeout breaking ball. Now, he's got to stay healthy. But I would be like, okay, big power arm that I have for 4 years, who maybe this year is more of a fourth starter, but in 2 years, he could be my ace.
Yeah, and everything.
And he could also be on the injury list.
Everything you're saying is correct. My approach on this whole thing is.
But I do get where you're coming from.
I think bring in as many guys into the organization as possible, and you're going to hit on some of them. That's kind of where I'm at. And I'm not overly worried about them acquiring big league ready guys right now.
No, it'd be nice, but it's not a requirement.
Right. So that's why if I can go get multiple pieces and all those pieces have high upside, I'm more comfortable with that, with where the Cardinals are at.
Yeah.
But to your point, a guy like Rodriguez, and the Cardinals have talked about wanting starting pitching where they can control.
We've heard a couple of people. I think Bernie mentioned Edward Cabrera.
Yeah.
Who is that similar mold. Now, he's more proven. He's healthier. But he's had his share of health issues. He's missed time in the last couple of years. Similar age, similar kind of stuff, right? Big upper 90s fast. I mean, Cabrera throws like a 92-mile-an-hour changeup. He's that kind of guy.
Yeah.
So, like, that's the kind of – and I'm not saying that's not going – that could still be a thing that happens because the Marlins are still thinking about trading pitching for hitting because they have a good pitching staff. They have a really good rotation, and I'm sure they would prefer to trade Alcantara over Cabrera because of the cost. But – that doesn't mean that they wouldn't do one that would get them a deal, and the Cardinals have some bats that could help them immediately.
Let me throw this back at you, because Donovan's your best trade piece. Can we agree on that?
He's the best trade piece of the people you're willing to trade easily. Yeah, yeah.
Of the players you're likely to see them trade, or at least be in trade talks.
Although Sonny could be close.
Yeah, but there's a lot of money there, and you're probably going to have to eat some of it.
But boy, do teams need guys that can be number two starters.
Yeah, I would still stand by Donovan's your best piece.
Okay.
You can't miss on that return. The organization is in a prime spot right now to bring in as much high-level talent as possible that has the highest chance to be successful at the major league level. And I'm not talking about it's an all-star player or bust, but I am talking about it is a player who can help you win at the major league level or bust. And Donovan more than anybody else is the player where I don't think you can miss on what you get back for.
And the nice thing is you don't have to trade him.
You don't.
You probably should.
Yeah.
Because the timing is perfect and I don't think he's ever going to have more value. He's got 2 years left. He's a proven player. He can play five or six positions. Contending teams need guys like that. He's a predictable player and you have replacements for him. You know, I mean, that could just be J.J. Weatherholt sliding in there, you know, on opening. It could be opening day,
right?
Depending on what we see, you know, between now and then. So he makes a lot of sense to trade. And it's not that anybody wants to move him, but I see too much reaction And I know I got to be careful with, you know, taking the comments on stories from The Athletic or people hitting me on Twitter or whatever. Donovan's not a guy that you have to keep because of any reason.
No.
He's okay if you do, because he's a good player and he's a good dude and he's a leader and all that stuff. He's not the caliber of player, though, that you say you can't trade that guy.
I hate these conversations because it paints us into this corner where we sound like we're dissing
the guy. I know.
And that's not what we're doing.
It's just about where the team is.
Yeah, I can't tell you how much when people have these out-of-world thoughts on players where they think they're so much better than they are, and it puts us in a position where we really like this guy.
I know. I'm a huge fan,
man. He's not Mickey Mantle. Like, that's what we're talking about right here. So we're not trying to dismiss Brendan Donovan, who's a really, really good player.
It's where the team is.
It's where the team is.
If this team was a contender, there's no way you'd move him.
No.
If you were in your where you were 3 or 4 years ago and you're winning 90 games and you're trying to win the division next year realistically, right? Not just hoping, but realistically saying we can do that. Well, no, you keep that player. Right? And if you lose him in 2 years, you lose him. Or maybe you extend him. But you're in a spot now where that doesn't make sense for a guy almost 30, where his value is higher now than it will be at any point in the future because of the 2 full years of control, because he's healthy right now, because he's a good player. And I think that, you know, it's important to understand this. And we'll switch. We're going to keep talking about not just Donovan, but the teams that are connected to him and how they might fit what we're talking about in the next segment. But I want to just kind of use this to tease it. Be wary of the things you're seeing posted on the internets.
There's been some crazy takes out
there. Unless you're talking about a beat writer or a Major League Baseball, quote, insider, be careful, because I'm seeing things posted that are similar to what the Washington Nationals got for Juan Soto.
Ain't happening.
And you're not getting close to that for Brendan Donovan. I'm sorry. Juan Soto is a generational player. You're not getting close to that return. You're not likely to get one player of the caliber of the guys that Washington got for Juan Soto. Mackenzie Gore, Abrams, Wood. You're not getting those. You're not getting one of those guys for Donovan, let alone three.
No.
And I've seen some weird-ass things thrown out there, like the guy that was the number one pick in the draft being rumored. Like, come on, people. That's not real. That's video game stuff.
Yeah, and this again puts us in a position where it sounds like we are denigrating Brendan Donovan.
No!
That's not what we're doing. Brendan Donovan's probably a top 100 player in all of Major League Baseball.
Oh, for sure. On a war basis, yeah.
But he's not a top 10 player. And I mean, I know injuries.
And Juan Soto's like a...
Juan Soto was on a Hall of Fame track.
I know. He was super
young.
Yeah.
And like, that, not even comparable. Last year, post All-Star break, Brendan Donovan, and this had a lot to do, injuries impacted this for sure.
Yeah, it was definitely injuries, yeah.
But he's a 260 hitter with a 700 OPS. That's who he was after the All-Star break last year. I think he's a much better player than that, but please, this is not Juan Soto.
All right, so coming up, we're going to look at some of the teams that have been connected. A couple of them have been connected here in town. Derek Gould's named a couple of these teams. They've been mentioned in other places by people that have the credentials to know that these talks are going on. So we'll run through that coming up next here on KMOX.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Rush Hour Sports here on KMOX. Matt Pauly, Kevin Wheeler with you here till the top of the hour. And then we got Sports Open Line coming up after that with Matt Pauly.
Yeah, here I am.
Amazing how that works.
Yep.
Continuing the Donovan trade stuff, because he's one of the buzziest trade names out there in Major League Baseball, not just with the Cardinals.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
So there are probably going to be more teams that are listed specifically, but I'm talking about, like, you know, credentialed media people, whether they're national insiders or local beat writers or whatever. But these are the five teams that I've seen, like, not just mentioned by people like us, right? Because sports talk is a little bit in the same vein as Twitter and comments on The Athletic, right? Because, you know, a lot of times we are just having conversations. We're not reporting.
Right.
So I'm trying to focus on things that are reported by people who have sources to know. And multiple reports have connected the Cardinals to Cleveland, including Derek Gould, Kansas City, Derek Gould. But Houston's beat writer Chandler Rome has connected the Astros on Donovan talks. Dodgers people have done the same in L.A., and then the same thing for Seattle.
I've heard one other one. I've heard Yankees.
Yeah, the Yankees have been mentioned, too. They would have to move some things around.
Yeah.
But they're the Yankees. They can move things around. Yankees have been mentioned as well as a team that's interested because of his versatility, and they love left-handed bats at Yankee Stadium. He'd probably hit a few extra home runs playing at Yankee Stadium. So looking at those teams... again, I'm not going to go too deep on names. I did earlier for my own research purposes.
Because you're a nerd.
Because I'm a nerd. Yeah. I'm a real nerd, and I'm a minor league baseball nerd. And if you look at their systems and guys that are quality players but not necessarily the top 100 prospect types, all of these teams have pitching that suits what the Cardinals will be looking for, and they have some depth beyond that, so the Cardinals could be looking at, I would think, like younger position players that could kind of fill in behind the Joshua Baez, J.J. Weatherholt, like this crew that's close, right? But I'm sure they're going to be looking for two things. Would you agree? Power and power.
They better be.
Power arms and power bats. All of these teams have those things. The Yankees have tons of arms that are between AA and the major leagues, and they don't have room for them all. So that's a pretty good match. Houston has several of those. Maybe guys that aren't major league ready on the arms, but big arms. Mm-hmm. They have a guy at AAA, Miguel Uyola, I think is how you say his name. He's their number five prospect. Not a top 100 guy because he's wild, but he throws 102, and he's at AAA, and he strikes a lot of people out. That's a guy that would make a lot of sense, but you got to fix the walks. But the Cleveland has tons of guys, and we know that Rob Serfolio came from Cleveland. So he knows those guys. He had a hand in scouting them and drafting them and their development. They've got four or five young arms like that. They might even have a major league arm that they'd be willing to deal with. Depending on the trade. And I'm talking about a controllable one, like a guy with 4 years of control, maybe. You know, I would think the Cardinals would want at least 3 years of control, but ideally four or more.
Yeah, I mean, three, it feels like that final year might be the first year for the Cardinals back.
Could be, right. But that could also be a trade chip later, whatever. Right. I mean, it doesn't have to be a guy that's going to start a World Series game for you. The Dodgers clearly have all of those pieces. The Royals have some of them as well, and so does Seattle. So, like, there are a lot of really legitimate contenders, and we just listed six that have interest in a guy. And if there are that many contenders that are interested, somebody's going to step up to you with something that's going to fit.
And it's good when you have multiple teams that are interested, because then all of a sudden you can start playing them off against each other.
Yeah, and I think that this is a situation where you're going to have enough interest to get a good return, but keeping in mind that – so – I've seen people in St. Louis say, oh, Kate Anderson from Seattle. You're not getting Kate Anderson.
No.
He was the number one pick in the draft. He's not. He's big. He was drafted before Liam Doyle. He's a top 10 or 15 prospect of the whole sport. He's not getting traded for Brendan Donovan. That's not happening.
Just as the Cardinals would not, even if they were in a winning mode, they would not trade Liam Doyle for some other team's
for that
version
equivalent.
Of Brendan Donovan.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, and it's not something that makes any sense. You're going to be looking a little bit lower than that. So what you want to look for, and I'm not getting names here, just characteristics. guys that are blocked, maybe double and triple A guys that don't have an easy path to the majors. I'm talking pitchers and hitters, but mostly pitchers. So guys that are blocked with contracts and top performers, and you know, so it's going to be almost impossible for them to crack through. You're going to be looking for maybe some guys that have some warts, like the guy I mentioned from Houston, Uyola, who throws hard, but he walks a lot of people. Or maybe it's something like we talked about with the Orioles trading Grayson Rodriguez, somebody with an injury history but incredibly high upside.
And going back to blocked,
yeah,
sometimes it's not about being blocked at the 40-man level. Sometimes it's about being blocked in the sense that the team needs your 40-man spot for something else.
Right, right.
But they don't want to walk away from you for nothing.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And then you can get a package. You can trade two or three for one. Now you've done two things at once. You've gotten better on the major league level. You've cleared up your 40-man. All right, so we're going to have a little more on this topic as we go along. Plus, we're going to talk about J.J. Weatherholt, who was named the Cardinals Minor League Player of the Year, and a really big development, I think, for the Cardinals in the international free agent marketplace for amateurs. We get into all that as we go here on KMOX. All right, good to be with you here on Rush Hour Sports. Matt Pauly, Kevin Wheeler with you until 6, and then Matt's got you for Sports Open Line. What do you got tonight?
We are going to talk with Bernie at 6:20.
Right.
We're
going to
talk with the quarterback from Missouri State tonight. I don't know if people have really taken notice. They're in their first year of playing FBS football in Conference USA. They've gone to bowl eligibility. Now, they're not eligible for a bowl because it's their first year.
Right, you got to wait it out.
Unless you run out of teams for bowls, which could happen. But it's an amazing story of what's going on in Springfield, and their quarterback's going to join us. He's done a really nice job. He won one of the National Player of the Week awards today.
What do you know what year he happens to be?
I don't. I'll know by the time.
Guys,
going to
say, just look out for the portal because somebody's going to steal them.
No kidding. Missouri State has not announced it, but there are talk. It's been reported that they have given their coach a multi-year, multi-million-dollar extension.
Nice.
I think Ryan Beard's his name.
All right, very cool. Very cool. All right, looking forward to that in the 6 o'clock hour. More baseball here. We've been talking a lot about, you know, the possibilities of trading Brendan Donovan. Get yourself used to the idea, A, that he's probably going to be traded, and B, that you're not going to be looking at the return as a, oh my God, I can't believe that happened.
Right.
So that's kind of been the theme, and we've looked at some of those teams, and we'll do this, by the way, as we go. The more that gets reported on Sonny Gray, the more that gets reported, you know, I was thinking about it during the break. If Donovan's here on opening day, that's fine. Like, none of us are going to be like, oh, man, they blew it. I kind of will still feel that way if Arenado's here again on opening day.
Yeah.
Like, you blew it if you're still – because we know that if he's here, he's going to play because the manager has told us that. And I don't see the benefit of a rebuilding team playing an aging veteran who is slipping.
I don't think he's going to be here. One more – if we can go back real quick, though. I was thinking about this. The Adam Wainwright trade.
Mm-hmm.
That was for J.D. Drew and Eli Marrero, and then back with Wainwright, it was Jason Marquis and Ray King. Wainwright was a really high-level, type-level prospect. He was kind of a can't-miss guy. I don't think that kind of trade happens anymore.
Well, I don't know, but I mean, J.D. Drew was pretty good. He's better. He was a better player than Donovan is.
He was, but
he might not have had the grit, right? He didn't have
But he wasn't Juan Soto.
No. But, I mean, what Juan Soto got you was three or four guys at that level.
Right.
I mean, you got James Wood, who might be one of the top five power hitters in the game in a year. You got a starting shortstop who's got power and speed in Abrams. And then you got Mackenzie Gore, who's a top-of-the-rotation starter who also could be traded this offseason. And they got another guy from that deal who's in AAA now, Harleen Susana, that throws 103.
Yeah, I think that Cardinals fans, because we haven't seen the team trade away high-level big league players very much in the last 20-plus years.
I know, it's super rare, yeah.
So that's what I've been thinking.
Yeah.
Like, when was the last time the Cardinals did this and the Wainwright trade came to mind? So if maybe there's been something else that I can't think of off the top of my head, but if you're using the Wainwright trade as the like prerequisite for what you're expecting to get back for Brendan Donovan, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. Sorry, I just wanted to make that point.
Fair point. Obviously, you guys will be talking a little J.J. Weatherholt tonight. J.J. Weatherholt was named the Cardinals Minor League Player of the Year. Least shocking thing ever.
Right.
I mean, he's a top five prospect in the whole sport. He had an amazing season. But his development and the fact that he sure looks like he's living up to the billing of his draft position, right? We talk about what you can't miss on in a trade. You also can't miss on top 10 picks.
No.
When you don't get them very often. It's one thing if you're the Pirates. Yeah, you know what? You could miss on a catcher here and there. You know, you could miss on a guy like Davis. but you're going to get a Paul Skeens. If you're going to, when you're the Cardinals and you almost never pick that high, you really can't miss on guys like Weatherholt and Doyle. And look, Weatherholt is not proven. He's not a big leaguer yet, so I'm not saying that. But to this point, short of being in the big leagues, there's nothing he could have done that would be any better than what he's done.
So this could be a weird analogy, but just stick with me for a second. When Oscar Tavares passed away, that pushed the Cardinals back so much.
Big time.
And what that was is he's one of your top prospects. You had to hit on him. He passed away. Like that's not him not living
not
up to billing.
Fault, right.
But the end result from a baseball only standpoint is you did not get production from Oscar Tavares, and it took the Cardinals a very long time to recover from that. If you do not get production from JJ Weatherholt, it's going to be tough to recover from that. If you don't get big time production from Liam Doyle, it's going to take time to recover from that.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
And on that same note, when you're looking at short term, and again, I know you guys covered this last night with the 40-man roster decisions and who was added and who wasn't. Interesting to me how close you're talking about some of these other guys, too. Like, Bernal's close.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, he's AAA close. He'll be AAA this year, and he's a minor league gold glover. So, you know, you're starting to see some of the things defensively that this team wants, and he's a switch hitter with power. Now, I don't know if he's Cal Raleigh power, not like that. But, I mean, he sure looks like a guy that could develop 20 homer power as a catcher.
I think it's a safe bet that if you don't protect him,
he'd be gone in a heartbeat.
Some other team is more than happy to stash him away 100%. On the major league roster for a year.
And that's why you make that decision to not protect a guy like Blaze Jordan. You can look at it and say, well, then now you're not going to get anything. I think the odds are pretty decent that he makes it past the Rule 5 draft. It's not a lock. We texted about this last night. I could see a bad team looking at his batted ball data and seeing how hard he hits the ball and going, we'll take a flyer, we'll put him on the bench, and we'll work with him. But even there, because he's defensively limited, you've got to have a certain type of roster makeup to be able to do that.
And you really have to believe in an upside which is not believed in from the industry.
Yes, but there are some... Okay, roll with me on this.
Okay.
This is not a prediction. It's a similar stage of their life in the sport. He has a lot of similarities to a young Yandy Diaz. Yandy Diaz, at that same age, early 20s, was a guy who was a poor defender. Not probably as poor as Blaze Jordan, but a poor defender because he was mostly a third baseman then. Hit the ball very hard, but he hit everything on the ground. And it wasn't until even a couple years into his major league career that he started hitting the ball in the air more. And I think last year, this past season, might have been his first 25-homer season.
Might have been, yeah.
There are some comps there. He doesn't walk as much. That's the concern. Like, Yandy Diaz is a walk machine. He doesn't do that, but he also doesn't strike out. I think he's interesting, and he's a lottery ticket type guy. And I hope he stays in the organization. But he's also risky because it could look a lot like what we see from Jordan Walker.
Yeah, I think if you select somebody in the Rule 5 draft who's not totally major league ready, I feel like the upside just has to be good enough that it's worth stashing a guy on the roster for the whole year.
I mean, if you're a terrible team, you're looking at a guy that before the trade was hitting .298 with a .480 slug at AAA for Boston. Now, he wasn't very good for the Cardinals.
No.
He had 40 games for the Cardinals. He was pretty awful. So maybe that will leave that taste in everybody's mouth. We're like, maybe we don't want to do that. But again, not a big deal if he's picked up. It's not at all. They just drafted a guy, Jack Gurevich, you know, this year, who's another one of those exit velo guys, and he's a first baseman, and he'll be coming up fast, I would think.
And it doesn't make the Mets trade a failure if you happen to lose.
No, like, no.
This is the game.
You're playing
bring
lottery
in a bunch
tickets.
Of guys, yeah. And you see who you hit on.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, one more segment to go, and we have a report. Not going to be finalized, and the team can't confirm or anything, but there's a report out of the Dominican that the Cardinals have reached a verbal agreement, or I don't know how they even call it, but they've kind of got an understanding that they're going to be signing one of the top international free agents out of the Dominican this coming summer. I want to talk about why that matters coming up next. Rush Hour Sports here on KMOX. Matt Pauly, Kevin Wheeler with you for a couple more minutes. Matt's got sports up online after the top of the hour news. All right, so we saw a report. You shared it with me yesterday, Matt, and I've looked into it a little more today. I know you have as well. There was a report out of the Dominican Republic that the Cardinals are kind of, you know how it works in the Dominican, Venezuela, you know, players make relationships with scouts, teams try to make relationships with players, and then you kind of reach an agreement that you're going to sign them when the international signing period opens, which is July, right? It's July 1st?
I believe so.
Something like that. Well, the report is that they have that type of agreement on a good bonus for with a guy named Emmanuel Luna, who the reporter called what?
The Dominican Aaron Judge.
Okay, it might be a bit much, but Emmanuel Luna is 16 years old. He's already 6'2", 200 pounds, and he's well-built. He's got great power. The reporter says he regularly hits the ball 110 miles an hour, which is no for 16 is insane.
Yeah.
Because he's doing that with a wood bat. He's not doing that with some hot metal bat like some of the guys in the States are going to swing. So regardless of whether that ends up coming to fruition, whether he ends up being the Dominican Aaron Judge or whatever, he's one of the top international free agents this year. He's a very high-end power guy. The fact that the Cardinals are in on this, this is a big deal. Because this is a marketplace I don't think they've gotten enough out of in the last 10, 15 years.
They have not. And Chaim Bloom has spoken openly about the desire to be more active in the international market. So he dove right in. And they're going to bring in more individuals who have great relationships. And I think they've been understaffed. But the people that they have had good relationships. But it just hasn't. It hasn't, the fruition hasn't been there.
And it's got to be a priority for the ownership, too, to be willing to go spend $2.5 million on a 16-year-old. Because the Cardinals' old strategy on this, I only have a minute, but I won't get to it, it's been to spread out their international money and not focus on a big star. I actually think the focus on the star is the right way to go.
You're going to miss sometimes, and it's going to cost you a lot of money.
Yeah.
But it's a numbers game. We've talked about that all show today. It's a numbers game. Go get potential high-end talent.
And they've, you know, look, you can find depth players in the draft that won't cost you a lot of money.
Right.
So when you're in the market where you can get high-end talent, go get the high-end talent. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. It's going to happen. But to me, that's a good sign. We don't know for sure that it's going to happen. These things can change. But that was an interesting report, and I was happy to see it.
I was too.
I don't know if he's going to be the Dominican Aaron Judge.
Let's hope so.
But that would be pretty damn great.
Hopes and prayers.
Be pretty damn great. All right, buddy, have a good show tonight. 6 o'clock hour, Bernie Miklas. You got Missouri State football, so a lot of baseball early on, and obviously some football coming up a little bit later on after that. Matt Pauly, Kevin Wheeler with you. Rush Hour Sports wrapping up. Sports Open Lines coming up after the 6 o'clock news on Camo X.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game, My attention is on every play and every whistle, but what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.